Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. One of my favorite meat dishes is pork chops, often with sauerkraut and sautéed apples. Now, as much as I love them, pork chops can be a bit tricky because of all the meats I know. They're the ones that are easiest to dry out. So, Chef Jerry Pellegrino, I'd appreciate if you could give me a few tips on how to keep my pork chops moist.
Oh, of course. I mean, I think one of the things that we need to do is get people over the fact that they need to be cooked well done. Otherwise, they're not good to eat. I mean, I think a beautiful pink inside on a pork chop is all okay these days.
Yeah.
And I think that's why we grew up with a lot of dried pork chops. But I personally think the best way to do it is to use the method of sous vide. If you're not familiar with it, it's a way of cooking food in a water bath whose temperature is precisely controlled, because the internal temperature of the pork chop is what's going to give you sort of the most moist and tender chop. Mm-hmm. And basically, you have to seal the food in a plastic bag, and you use the sous vide machine in a big pot of water.
It's kind of a cylindrical thing that has a dial for setting the temperature that you want.
Yes, and the water will get to that temperature and stay there exactly. So the pork chops, you might want to cook them to set the sous vide like to 136.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, depending on the thickness of your pork chop, and a lot of these thermal circulators have apps that come with it that you could plug everything in. It'll tell you how long to do it. But you definitely want to go and find a recipe based on the thickness of your chop. But when you're done, you cut it out of the pouch. And then the thing to do is dry it. Use a paper towel or some sort of cloth. And then get a cast iron skillet nice and hot. Put a little bit of oil, and then use a pair of tongs. And basically, I put the fatty side of the chop in first to render some of that fat, get it toasty brown. And then, you know, you'll just maybe a minute on each side, you'll sear that chop to give it some beautiful color. And, you know, basically by the time you're done with doing that, you're probably going to be somewhere around 145 internal temperature, which is perfect.
Yeah, it is. Now, would it be wise to look for thicker chops?
You know, that gives you a little bit of a leeway. Those super thin ones, I find it, no matter what you do, hard not to dry them out. But yeah, a double chop, which is perfect. It's a great way to cook them, and they definitely resist drying out.
Yeah. Now, do you have any other ideas for those folks who don't have access to a sous vide machine?
Yeah, no, of course. I mean, I think the most essential thing, it's the chop itself. You know, get to know a good farmer who raises a Berkshire pig. And they definitely, if you can, get that from them, because mm-hmm. the Berkshire, it's celebrated as the best hog for cooking. It has superior flavor and moistness. And that gives you, like, you know, a really good advantage over the old supermarket pork chop.
Yeah, well, our buddy Shane Hughes at Liberty Delight Farm specializes in the Berkshire heritage breed hogs, and he is a master at it.
He's a great resource.
Yeah.
And I love his stuff. And so once you've got a double thick chop, you can do it a couple of ways. I mean, brining them certainly helps. So doing a salty brine for a couple hours will help build up moisture in the chop, and that'll give you a good advantage. For pan frying, I like to avoid high heat. You know, medium heat is much better.
Mm-hmm.
And just get yourself a good thermometer. You know, check the internal temperature. You want to get it to somewhere around 145.
That's right. Well, we're going to put all these tips on our website. You can try it at home. And pork chops are wonderful. I just love them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by 88.1 WYPR.